our brothers and sisters that are led to pray can do so.
我们有一点的祷告, 有感动的弟兄姊妹都可以祷告。
Lord, please empower us
主你给我们能力,
so that we can hear your words correctly.
我们可以听到你的话,
and may your spirit be with your servant and the translator.
愿你的灵也与你自己出口的和翻译的弟兄姊妹同在,
to truly be a channel for your grace so that lives can be changed.
可以借着他们能够把你自己的恩典能够流通到每个弟兄姊妹身上。
For we are your children, you do discipline your children.
我们是你的儿女，你也来管教我们。
Lord, help us and remove all stumbling things that cause us to stumble.
拿取我们一切拦阻我们、绊跌我们的事物。
And also, please, Lord, help the teachers downstairs so that they can speak the very words of God too.
也使得很多在我们当中教导的也说你所要让我们说的话。
Thank you for this short time, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray.
谢谢你给我们的时间，奉耶稣基督的名求， Amen.
Okay, let's give the time for our brother Art.
Once again, I want to thank you for inviting me to come and speak.
再次感谢大家邀请我来到这里跟大家分享。
It is a privilege and an honor for me to have this opportunity.
对我来讲，这是一个特权，也是非常的荣幸。
And I trust that the Lord will answer the prayers that were just offered for His Spirit to be present with us.
也求神答应我们向他所呼求的，用圣灵来帮助我们的祷告。
For apart from the Spirit of Christ, we can do nothing.
没有基督的灵,
Let me begin with a brief review of some of what we've already seen.
开始的时候,
We're looking at marriage, and in particular, the question of drawing closer, or are you drawing closer, or are you drifting apart?
我们讲到了婚姻，特别是我们讲到我们是彼此越来越近呢，还是渐行渐远。
For marriage was ordained by God for the good of man.
因为婚姻是神为人所设立的，为人的好处的。
And God in His kindness brings men and women together in marriage.
神因着他的恩慈将男人和女人带到一起。
And even though we may be Christians in our marriages, that does not ensure that everything will be perfect.
虽然我们在婚姻里面我们都是基督徒，但是并不保证我们的婚姻每一点都是完美的。
And so we looked at the fact that our marriages need work, every marriage.
我们呢看到其中一点就是每一个婚姻都需要去做工。
God designed our marriages to last.
神所设立的婚姻是要持久的。
And God designed our marriages to flourish.
神所设立的婚姻是要不断的丰盛的。
And do you remember the illustration that I used?
还记得我所用的比方吗？
Marriage should not be like chewing the same piece of gum every day of your life.
婚姻不应当是像我们每天都要嚼同样的口香糖。
But it is supposed to have new flavor and new life and new strength every day.
每天都应该有新的味道，新的力量。
And therefore we need to work at our marriages.
所以在我们在婚姻当中需要努力。
Secondly, we looked at the difficulties facing our marriages.
第二点，我们讲到在婚姻当中我们所遇到的、所面临的难处。
There are many distractions in life.
我们生活当中有许多让我们分心的事。
There are many things which divide our affections.
能够让我们的感情造成分裂。
There are many differences between husbands and wives.
在夫妻之间有许多的不同。
And there is the inevitability of growth and decay.
那么我们当中的生长和败坏也是不可避免的。
Distractions can often lead to neglect.
因为这种让我们分心的事情让我们常常就会忽略彼此。
Divisions can result in distrust, jealousy or suspicion.
因为我们的分别让我们可以产生嫉妒，让我们产生纷争。
And differences can lead to tension and irritation.
可以造成我们之间关系紧张。
Changes can result in misunderstanding and disappointment.
我们生活中的变化可能让我们失望。
And the result can be that we can drift apart from one another.
结果我们彼此就渐行渐远。
I urged you in an earlier message to avoid making excuses.
在我上次的时候，我鼓励大家不要为自己找借口。
God makes no exceptions in His Word and no excuses, gives us no room for excuses.
神在神的话里面，神告诉我们说，我们没有找借口，没有任何找借口的机会。
And as our brother reminded us, one of the primary applications is that we need to grow in Christ-likeness.
像弟兄所提醒我们的，我们的一个重要的目标就是让我们越来越像主自己。
For Ephesians 5 tells us that wives are to submit to their husbands as to the Lord.
以弗所书第五章告诉我们说，妻子顺服丈夫，就像基督要顺服父神一样。
As the church does to Christ.
就像教会顺服基督。
And husbands are to love their wives as Christ loves the church.
丈夫爱妻子，要像基督爱教会。
The more we as Christians draw closer to Christ,
我们基督徒离主越亲近
the more we draw closer to one another.
我们彼此就越来越亲近。
So I urge you, are you growing closer or drifting apart?
所以我问大家，我们是彼此越来越亲近呢，还是彼此越来越渐行渐远？
Then I turn to some passages that were some foundational passages.
然后我们讲到一些讲到根基的经文。
I spoke of the key of love.
爱的关键。
That it is the perfect bond of unity.
就是完全的合一。
It is the result of effort.
是努力的结果。
We looked at some of the characteristics of love.
我们讲到爱的一些特征。
And how it is the fruit of the Spirit.
是圣灵的结果。
And we began to look at togetherness.
然后我们讲到同在。
I spent a whole message talking about being together.
我讲了整整一篇道，就是我们要在一起。
Staying and or sitting together.
要待在一起，坐在一起。
Sleeping together.
要睡在一起。
Standing together.
要站在一起。
Serving together.
要一起服侍。
Suffering together.
一起受苦。
And speaking together.
要讲同样的话。
That's what we've already looked at.
这是我们看过的。
Now again, remember, God established marriage between the first two perfect people.
我们要记得，神建立的婚姻是在他最初所造的两个完美的人之间。
Adam and Eve had no sin and lived in a perfect world.
亚当和夏娃他们没有犯罪，他们生活在一个完美的世界。
And it was God who brought them together as husband and wife.
神把他们带到一起成为丈夫和妻子。
This is not a human invention.
这不是人的创造。
This was not devised by sociologists.
也不是因为人有社会的需求。
And therefore the world has no right to redefine what marriage is.
所以社会没有权利来重新定义婚姻。
God has already defined it for us.
神已经为我们定义了。
But it is to be protected by us.
但是我们要保护婚姻。
And one of the best ways to protect marriage is to strive to have good marriages, strong marriages.
保护婚姻最好的方法就是努力让我们的婚姻能够更加的美满。
Now one more comment by way of introduction before today's message.
在今天的信息之前我还要讲一点。
Almost all of the passages that I will use and have used
我所要用的和已经用到的所有的经文
are passages which describe how church members ought to relate to one another.
都是讲到在教会里的弟兄姐妹我们彼此之间的关系。
And so if you're not married
如果你还没有结婚
or not engaged
或还没有订婚
or not in a relationship
或者跟任何人还没有任何的关系
or too young to be thinking about those things
或者你还太年轻。
You can still listen and apply these messages to the way you relate to the other people in the pew.
你还是可以从这些信息当中得到帮助，并且呢，把这信息中当中所讲的应用在弟兄姐妹当中。
But I'm going to focus specifically upon the couples.
但是我要特别针对已经结婚的。 我的信息是特别针对已经结婚的。
And if I'm a little harder on the men,
如果我对弟兄比较严厉的话,
it's because you're supposed to be the leaders.
因为你应当是带头的。
And so God puts the stress there.
所以呢, 神的重点在你身上。
Now, this morning, I'd like for us to look at peacefulness.
今天上午我要讲到和睦。
If our marriages are to be growing closer,
如果婚姻我们的婚姻要越来越亲近的话,
we need to pursue peace.
我们要追求和睦。
Now, peace and unity are precious realities.
和睦与和平是难能可贵，这样的实际是难能可贵的。
In Psalm 133, the psalmist speaks about the blessedness of peace and unity.
诗篇113篇讲到和睦与合一带给我们的祝福。
He speaks of how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
那里面讲到弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
For there God commanded the blessing.
神的祝福就在那里。
Jesus speaks a special blessing to those who are peacemakers.
主耶稣也对使人和睦的人讲到他们有特别的福气。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
使人和睦的人有福了，他们必称为神的儿子。
And there are many exhortations in the scriptures to pursue peace with our brethren.
圣经当中有很多的经文鼓励我们在弟兄之间要和睦相处。
Hebrews 12:14 speaks even broader, pursue peace with all men.
而希伯来书12章第4节就讲到更大范围之内的和睦，要与众人和睦。
Paul writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 22.
在提摩太后书2章22节，保罗对提摩太说，
He tells Timothy to pursue righteousness, righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
那里面他要提摩太追求和睦、公义、圣洁和信实。
With those who call upon the name of the Lord from a pure heart.
凡能够以纯心来追求与那些倾心追求主的人。
And in talking to the church in Rome, Paul tells them to pursue the things which make for peace.
而对 罗马的弟兄保罗德说，你们要追求使众人和睦的事。
So it's our duty to pursue peace with the brethren.
所以在弟兄当中追求和睦是我们的责任。
if it's our duty with the brethren in general, then certainly it's our duty to pursue peace with our spouse.
如果我们对弟兄要追求和睦, 对我们在夫妻之间我们当然更要追求和睦。
And once peace is attained, it must be maintained.
一旦我们得到了和睦, 我们还要维持这个和睦。
And so we must not only be peace lovers, but peace makers.
所以我们应当成为使人和睦的人, 我们不单单自己喜欢和睦, 还要成为使人和睦的人。
Which assumes we must work at maintaining peace.
所以我们要努力来维护这个和睦。
Now there's a key text I'd like for us to look at.
我们有一节关键的经文。
It's found in Peter's letter, his first letter, chapter 2.
是彼得前书第二章。
Actually, chapter 3. 1 Peter, chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章,
verse
8. 第八节,
Peter writes, To sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit.
彼得前书三章第八节 总而言之, 你们都要同心, 彼此体恤, 相爱如弟兄, 存, 慈怜, 谦卑的心。
He goes on in verse 9 to say, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead, for you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing.
第九节他接着说, 不要 以恶报恶,以辱骂,还辱骂,倒要祝福,因你们是为此蒙召,好叫你们承受福气。
For the one who desires life, to love and see good days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit.
人若爱生命,愿享美福,需要禁止舌头不出恶言,嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it.
也要离恶行善,寻求和睦,一心追赶。
For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
因为主的眼看顾义人,主的耳听他们的祈祷,唯有行恶的人,主向他们变脸。
Now notice how Peter begins this section in verse 8.
请注意,彼得在3章8节怎样的开始这一段经文。
He says, to sum up.
他说,总而言之,
so in other words, he's giving a summary, a conclusion.
也就是说呢,他在这里做一个结论。
He's finishing a larger argument.
他前面讲了很多,这在这里他要结束。
That argument began in chapter 2 and verse 11.
这段经文从2章11节开始。
So if you look there, let's just quickly look at the verses from chapter 2, verse 11, through to chapter 3.
我们很快地把2章11节到第3章这一段经文看一下。
Notice that in verses 11 and 12 of 1 Peter 2, he speaks about living moral and excellent lives.
在2章11节到第12节, 彼得讲到我们要有
He wants us to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul and keep our behavior excellent among the Gentiles.
他让我们要离开恶行,在外邦人中要有好行为。
Then he's going to, in verses 13 through 17, he's going to tell us how that applies to being citizens.
13节到第17节讲到是说我们要如何成为一个良善的公民。
So what does it mean to be a moral or excellent citizen?
就是怎样成为一个有道德的高尚的公民。
Then in verses 18 through 20,
从18节到20节,
he's going to speak about moral and excellent servants.
讲到呢如何成为一个有道德的高尚的仆人。
Or we would say in our time, employees.
或者从今天的话讲就是一个职员。
Then in chapter 2, verses 21 to 25, he sets out Jesus Christ as the perfect example of moral excellence.
就告诉我们说耶稣基督是有道德高尚的一个完美的榜样。
Then notice what he does at chapter 3 in verse 1.
在第三章的第一节他就说,
In the same way, you wives.
才讲到同样你们做妻子的。
And in verses 1 through 6, he talks about what it means to be a moral and excellent wife.
从第一节到第六节,他就讲到说,成为一个有高尚道德的妻子应当如何?
Even in a very difficult circumstance where the husband is not a Christian,
即使在她的丈夫不是基督徒这样艰难的环境里,
and he talks about how the wife should love her husband,
就讲到妻子当如何爱丈夫。
It should be shown by being submissive to her husband.
要顺服她的丈夫,
that she should seek to live with him in quietness.
要安静地与他同住,
that she should be chaste and respectful.
她应当有被她的生活是应当被人尊敬的,
and that she should not fear, for God will care for her.
她不应当为思虑神是否照顾她而担心。
And then he sets forth Sarah as an example to her.
就像撒拉就是我们的榜样一样。
Then, in verse 7, he turns to husbands.
从第七节开始他讲到做丈夫的。
Now you see the men, they say, now see, he had a lot to say to the women.
他对做丈夫的有更多的话。
Took 6 verses to speak to the women.
用了6节是讲到妻子。
But really what he's doing, he's saying, men, you can only get one thing, so I'll keep it short.
而对做丈夫的说,
and so he's very direct to us in verse 7 about what a moral and excellent husband is like.
所以在第七节对我们直截了当地说,我们成为一个有高尚道德的丈夫应当是怎样?
We are to live with our wives in an understanding way as with a weaker vessel since she is a woman.
就是我们做丈夫的要按情理与妻子同住，因为她是更软弱的器皿，因为她是女人。And
we are to show her honor.
因为我们要尊敬她。As
a fellow heir of the grace of life.
是同受生命之恩的。So
there's the moral and excellence applied to several areas of life.
这就讲到在我们生命当中几个方面，我们应当如何活出有高尚道德的生活。And
now we're back to verse 8.
然后回到第八节。To
sum up.
来总结,
so he's looking at all of that moral and excellent life and all of those applications, and now he's going to give a conclusion.
在他讲到了所有那些要应用的方面之后,
and in this conclusion, he's going to talk about the general climate that we ought to work for.
在这个结论当中,
notice how he says it.
他是这样说,
all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit.
你们都要同心,彼此体恤,相爱如弟兄,存慈怜,谦卑的心。So
here are 5 graces that he says we ought to strive to have in our relationship.
这里面讲到在我们婚姻当中我们要努力所达到的5样的恩典。That
will help us to be better citizens, better employers, better employees, better husbands, better wives.
让我们成为更好的公民,更好的雇员,更好的雇主,更好的妻子和更好的丈夫。
Then he speaks about one of the greatest enemies or offenders to these graces.
然后他讲到在这些恩典当中我们最大的仇敌,
the tongue.
我们的舌头。
How many times we harm our relationships with brethren or with our spouse by our tongue?
多少次我们用我们的舌头伤害了我们弟兄姐妹之间的关系和夫妻之间的关系?
Then, quoting from the Old Testament,
然后他回到旧约,
Peter summarizes again by saying 2 things.
然后彼得又用2点来总结,
in verse 11,
第11节,
he must turn away from evil and do good. There's the ethical part. And he must seek peace and pursue it. There's the relational part.
然后呢, 他说我们要离恶行善, 追求和睦, 他讲到两个方面。
So, what I would like us to consider now is these graces, this pursuit of peace in our marriages.
然后我要讲到在我们婚姻当中如何来追求这个恩典,就是和睦的恩典。
If we want to know the blessing of God upon our homes,
如果我们希望在我们家中有神的祝福,
If we want to know the smile of God upon us and His hearing of our prayers, then we need to seek peace and pursue it in our marriage relationship. And that means that husbands and wives must strive to be harmony, have harmony, sympathy, brotherliness, kind-heartedness, and humility.
就讲到我们夫妻之间，我们要同心，要体恤，要向弟兄，要彼此恩慈，并且要谦卑。
Closeness in marriage is more than just physical proximity.
婚姻中当中的亲近远远超过我们肉身那种亲近。
Closeness in marriage is more than just trite talk.
也不单是泛泛而谈。
And it's much more than tense toleration.
也不是凡事包容。
Closeness in marriage is like a symphony.
婚姻当中的亲密乃是像一个交响乐。
When all of the instruments are playing their part at the same time.
当所有的乐器一同演奏的时候。
In the right key.
当他每一个乐器按照正确的键来弹奏的时候。
I should ask the gents for what the right word is there and all that musical stuff, right?
Yes, that's right.
But the fact is that this is what our marriages should be like a symphony or like a vocal jazz.
这就是我们的婚姻，我们的婚姻应当像是交响乐，像是无伴奏的爵士乐。
Where very different parts blend together and make beautiful music.
不同的部分调和在一起，成为一个美妙的乐章。
This is what we ought to strive for in our marriages.
这是我们在婚姻当中所要努力追求的。
And there should be sympathy.
应当有同情。
Not only this harmony, but this sympathy of shared feelings.
不单单是同情，而且能够彼此体恤，能够和谐。
And a brotherly love or a mutual affection.
弟兄相爱或者
and a tender heartedness toward one another. And finally, humility.
以及呢,
so let's look at these various characteristics. Let's look first of all at harmony. To grow closer together, you must harmonize your hearts.
我们要能够和睦,
if there's one instrument in the symphony who is out of tune,
如果在交响乐中有一个乐器跑调了,
you'll know it.
你马上就知道,
because he might think he's playing the same notes,
他也许以为他没有跑调,
but it's going to bring discord.
但是呢, 它会给这个交响乐带来不和谐。And
so you tune the instruments all to the same standard.
所以呢, 你要把每一个乐器都调成同样的音。And
so husbands and wives need to tune their hearts together.
所以夫妻要把他们的心调整在一起。When
you come together in marriage, you come together as two individuals.
进入婚姻的时候是以两个个体进入的。From
two different homes.
从两个不同的家庭。And
those homes tuned your heart.
这些家庭呢, 已经把你的心调到了一个位置。But
when you get married and you leave and cleave,
当你结婚, 当你离开, 进入的时候,
that is, you leave your families and you come together to be together,
你离开你的家庭, 跟你的配偶来结合在一起。
You now need to work to get your hearts harmonized.
你要做工使你们能够同心。
So that they're in sync together.
所以你们要同步。
And so we need to cultivate a mindset of unity.
所以我们要培育我们有同样的心思。
We should no longer think of ourselves as individuals.
我们不再以个体来思想。
Or even as a pair,
或者呢, 是一对儿来思想,
but as a unity,
乃是以一来思想。
That what either one of you does affects the other one.
因为你们当中一个人所做的会影响到另外一个。
And the key passage here is Genesis chapter 2, verses 22 to 24.
那关键的经文呢，就是创世纪第二章22到24节。
Right there at the beginning, when God created man and woman and brought them together in marriage.
那里面讲到神造了男人女人，并且在婚姻当中把他们带到一起。
When Adam sees Eve,
当亚当看到夏娃的时候,
he is blown away. He's amazed.
他惊呆了。
He's just named all of the animals.
他刚刚给所有的动物起了名。
But in looking at all the animals, he didn't see anything as nice as Eve.
在所有的神创造动物中，没有一样可以与夏娃相比。
And he recognizes there's a similarity, a comparison.
他在夏娃的身上看到了相同的东西。
And so he says,
他可比性，所以他说。
And so he says in verse 23 of Genesis 2,
创世纪第二章23节，亚当说。
The man said, "This is now bone of my bones,
这是我骨中的骨,
and flesh of my flesh."
我肉中的肉.
She shall be called, and here's a Hebrew word, Isha.
她要叫伊莎, 用希伯来文的话,
because she was taken out of Ish.
因为她是从Ish出来的.
For this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife.
所以人要离开父母与妻子联合,
they shall become one flesh.
二人成为一体,
no longer a pair.
所以不再是一对,
a unity.
而是合一的,
two in one.
合二为一,
and that's to show itself at every level.
在每一个层次上,
physical.
在肉身,
emotional.
在情感,
spiritual.
在灵里,
and intellectual.
在心智上,
so we need to harmonize, we need to cultivate this mindset of being unity.
所以呢,我们要培养在我们的心智里面,我们能够有这样的和谐。
And Paul picks up on this in Ephesians 5.
保罗在以弗所书第五章讲到这一点。
In verse 28, he says to husbands,
在五章28节,他对丈夫说,
so husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. For he who loves his own wife loves himself.
28节,丈夫也当照样爱妻子如同爱自己的身子,爱妻子便是爱自己了。
And he goes on and says in verse 29, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are members of his body.
第29节他接着说,从来没有人恨恶自己的身子,总是保养不息,正像基督在教会一样,因为我们是他身上的肢体。
Now when Paul talks about loving your own body, he's talking about what you do to take care of yourself.
当保罗讲到说我们爱自己身体的时候,他是说我们如何的来保养自己的身体。
So when you cut yourself,
如果你被割到了,
then you immediately want to fix that. You love your body.
因为你爱你的身体,你马上就要让它恢复。
When you break something, you want to repair it, your body.
如果你身上有什么肢体断了,你就想要马上的修复。
So this is what we're to do with, as with our wives.
我们对妻子也是如此。
They are like our bodies.
他们就像我们的身子一样。
And if they're hurting,
如果他们受伤了,
then we should be hurting.
我们应当就是受伤了。
We should be caring for them like we do our own bodies.
我们就像要照顾自己的身体一样要照顾他们。
This finds its final description in verse 33.
在33节他最后讲到,
after saying the two shall become one flesh,
讲到二人成为一体之后,
he then says, nevertheless, let each individual among you also love his own wife even as himself, And on the wife's part, let the wife see it to it that she respect her husband.
第33节他最后总结说, 然而你们个人都当爱妻子如同爱自己一样, 妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
So cultivate this mentality. You're one. So when you go somewhere together, go as one.
我们要培养, 在我们心思当中要培养这样的意念, 就是我们乃是一, 我们无论到哪里去, 我们都是一体。
Be concerned for one another.
要彼此顾念。
We also need to cultivate this harmony by cultivating a likeness of mind.
我们要培养我们心思当中这样的一体。
And we must cultivate shared feelings with one another.
我们要培养彼此之间共同的情感，共同的感觉。
Again, here Peter's words are what are directing my thoughts.
按照彼得所说的。
Peter said, we are to be harmonious.
讲到说我们要同心。
Literally that means one mind, same mind, thinking the same thing.
就是讲到一个心思,同样的心思,思想,同样的事。
And then he says to be sympathetic.
然后讲到要体恤。
That's from two Greek words which mean to feel the same or feel with.
它的字根乃是一个希腊词,就是讲到说同样的感觉。
And so this is what we need to cultivate in our marriage.
这是在我们当中,婚姻当中所要培养的。
Oneness of thought and shared feelings.
同样的思想,同样的感觉。
Now, some of us men are not very good at sharing our feelings.
我们做男人的,有一些不懂得怎样来分享我们的感情。
Somehow we think it's manly to not say anything.
有时候我们觉得我们什么都不说就很男人,很man。
But God, our Heavenly Father, is not like that.
但是我们的父神不是这样。
Jesus Christ, our glorious bridegroom, was not like that.
耶稣基督荣耀的心腹也不是这样。
He says, I no longer treat you as disciples, I treat you as friends.
主耶稣对他说, 你们不再是我的门徒,你们乃是我的朋友。
And He revealed His heart to them.
所以他将他的心向他们显明。
He told them what he was facing.
他告诉他们他所面临的。
So men,
所以男人们,
sympathize with your wives.
要体恤你们的妻子。
Share your feelings with her.
要向她分享你的感情。
And share her feelings with yourself.
然后呢, 将分享
Sometimes I think this is even harder.
有时候这对我们来讲更加的困难。
Because women sometimes can be so emotional.
因为女人有的时候那样的情绪化。
That my manly wiring doesn't handle it very well.
而我们的头脑没有办法来处理这样的事情。
So ladies, recognize you're married to a man, not a woman.
所以女士们,你们要知道你们嫁给了一个男人而不是一个女人。
So work to share your feelings with him in a way that he can understand.
所以你们要学习按照男人能够懂的方式来分享你的感情。
We both have to work at this.
我们都要学习这件事。
To have these kinds of oneness of mind and feeling.
所以让我们可以有同样的心思,同样的情感。
I give you another scripture. Romans 15 and verse 5.
罗马书第15章第5节。
Again, speaking about how brethren should relate to one another.
再次讲到弟兄将如何相处。
But if it's true on the general level, it should be even more true for the individuals who are married.
如果在一般的层次是如此，那么在婚姻夫妻当中就更是如此。
Romans 15:5.
罗马书15章第5节。
Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus.
但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心效法基督耶稣。
So does your spouse, your husband, your wife, know what you think about child rearing?
你的妻子或丈夫知道你是怎样的培养孩子吗？
Have you discussed how you're going to deal with problems in your children?
你们彼此之间有没有讨论过当孩子有问题的时候你们怎么办？
Do you talk together when issues arise so that you can be of the one mind?
当出现问题的时候你们有没有交谈以至于你们可以彼此同心？
Do you talk together about how you're going to use your money?
有没有讲到你们在财务上如何处理？
How you're going to relate to your in-laws?
如何处理婆媳之间的关系？
Now all these questions are very fresh to me.
这些问题对我来讲都非常的鲜活。
One, because I am a husband.
首先我是一个丈夫。
Of 35 years.
过去35年。
And my daughter just got married.
我女儿刚刚结婚。
And I had to go through all these kinds of questions with my new son-in-law and my daughter.
所以呢，在我的女儿和女婿刚刚成为我女婿的人面前，我要常常对付这样的问题。
And we need to talk through these kinds of things to be of one mind so that we can have peace between us.
所以呢，我们要谈论这些事，使我们可以同心，所以我们可以和睦。
Does your spouse know what you expect of him or her?
你的配偶知不知道你对他有什么样的期望？
It's taken me this long to learn. I need to call my wife if I'm going to be late for dinner.
我一直到现在才学习到了，如果我今天回家晚，要回家吃晚饭要晚的话，我要给我妻子打个电话。
You would think after 34 years I'd remember that.
你以为觉得34年之后我应该早就记住了。
But I don't. I have to remind myself.
但是我就是记不住，我要提醒自己。
We need to learn to talk to one another so we can be of one mind.
我们要彼此交谈，以至于我们可以同心。
Husbands, it begins with you.
从丈夫开始。
We are told by Peter to live with our wives in an understanding way.
彼得告诉我们说，我们要按情理与妻子同住。
That means we need to learn how they think.
所以就是说到我们要学习知道他们是怎么想。
We need to harmonize our thoughts with them.
我们在心思上要跟他们同步。
By asking questions.
要问他们。
Not interrogating them.
不是审问。
But getting to know them and asking them how they're thinking.
而是呢，借着问他们在想什么来了解他们。
Peter says to sum up.
彼得说，总而言之。
Let us be harmonious.
让我们能够同心。
And that includes husbands and wives.
这里面包括丈夫和妻子。
Husbands, labor to know your wife.
丈夫要努力认识你的妻子。
And wives.
做妻子的。
Open up your heart to your husband.
向你的丈夫打开心扉。
Our conversations must go beyond just chit-chat.
我们的谈话要超出仅仅是聊天的范围。
I hope you talk politics with your wife.
我希望你能够跟你的妻子谈谈政治。
Because you should be one.
因为你们应当是一。
And if you differ, then you need to understand why.
如果你们有不同，你需要知道为什么。
Especially today, we need to talk over these things with our wives.
特别是今天，我们需要跟我们的妻子谈这些事，和我们的丈夫谈这些事。
We need to talk about all the matters of life.
我们要谈到婚姻的各方各面。
Down to the deepest level of our fears.
讲到我们。 恐惧的最深处,
and our hopes.
和我们的盼望。
And we need to cultivate a climate
我们,
conducive for sharing.
所以呢，我们要渐渐的培养这样一种氛围， 让我们可以自由的交谈。
We need to be humble.
我们要谦卑。
That was another one of Peter's words.
保罗, 这是彼得用的另外一个词。
1 Peter 3, 8.
3章8节。
To sum up, humility.
总而言之, 我们要谦卑。
We must not be judgmental, bossy, critical, or nagging.
我们不要论断，我们不要满了批评，我们不要论断人。
So when your wife says something about who she thinks she should vote for,
当你妻子讲到她要投谁的票的时候，
or how she should do something around the house,
或者她在家里面应当怎样做的时候，
or something of her fears regarding your children,
或者她对你的 孩子担忧的时候
，Don't immediately say, "Oh, that's stupid."
不要马上跟他说你好傻。
Oh, that's silly.
愚昧。
You're not letting her express her emotions and thoughts.
你没有让她能够表达出她的情感和她的想法。
Work with her that you might be harmonious.
要跟她一起做工，使你们可以和谐。
Humbly listen to her.
要谦卑地听她讲话。
You may actually learn something.
也许你能够学到一些东西。
For she may be a Proverbs 31 woman with wisdom upon her lips.
也许呢，她是像箴言里面所讲的，她是口出智慧的妇人。
I have avoided a lot of foolishness.
我说过很多愚蠢的话。
By asking my wife first what she thinks.
要先，因为我问我的妻，因为我先问了妻子她是怎么想的，所以呢，使我可以避免很多愚蠢的话。
And she's had some very good ideas.
她有非常好的想法。
Or if I hadn't acted before asking, I would have missed something.
如果我还没有征求他的意见就去做的话，我就会失去很多，我会失去一些东西。
And it didn't attack my role as the head of the house.
这并没有影响我在家里面成为一家之主的地位。
So cultivate this kind of humility and openness with one another.
让我们能够培养这种谦卑，使我们可以彼此开放。
Cultivate this kind of climate where there's openness to share.
让我们培育这种可以大家可以敞开来分享的氛围。
Paul says in Romans 12 and verse 10.
保罗在罗马书十二章第十节那里说
，Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. That's another one of Peter's words. Give preference to one another in honor.
爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此退让。
In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3,
腓立比书二章三节
，Paul says, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself." Philippians 2 and verse 3,
腓立比书二章三节。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Love does not brag. Love is not arrogant.
爱不是责备，爱不是轻视。
Love does not seek its own.
爱是不求自己的益处。
And does not act in an unbecoming or rude way.
爱不是呢，按自己的粗暴的方式来表现。
If we're going to draw closer, we must harmonize our hearts.
如果我们要彼此更加亲近，我们的心必须更加的同心。
Second,
第二点
，we must persevere in patience.
我们要在耐心中忍耐。
Peter said in chapter 3 and verse 8, to sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, or tender-hearted, and humble in spirit. It's that word, tender-hearted.
总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心，特别是慈怜温柔的心这个词。
Tender-hearted is a word which means good compassion.
慈怜的意思就是说良善的同情。
It's a warm heart.
一种火热的心，一种温暖的心。
It's a patient heart.
一种有感情的心。
When Paul told the Corinthians,
保罗告诉哥
looked like,
当保罗告诉哥林多弟兄姐妹爱是什么样的时候
In chapter 13 of his first letter to the Corinthians,
在
1 Corinthians 13,
在哥林多前书第十三章
He spoke of how tender-heartedness recognizes that offenses will come.
他讲到说我们有这样一个谦卑的心就让我们知道当有人向我们作恶得罪我们的时候
Listen to the words in 1 Corinthians 13. If you have your Bibles, look at them, or if it's on the screen, follow along. Because notice how many times Paul assumes there's going to be problems that will face love.
我们一起来看哥林多前书第13章, 而且要注意, 保罗多少次讲到, 当我们要爱的时候, 会遇到的各种各样的问题。
The first word is love is patient.
他首先讲到, 爱是恒久忍耐。
The word literally means love is long suffering.
其实这个字的意思就是爱是长久受苦。
A tender heart recognizes there is going to be offense.
温柔的心知道他会被受害，他会被伤害。
And I must continue to love even when there's an offense.
即使当我们受到伤害的时候，我们还要继续爱。
He goes on in verse 5.
第五节他接着说，
Love is not provoked.
爱是不求自己的益处。
It's not irritable, one translation says.
而是说呢，不受影响，不做恶事，不计算人的恶。
It does not take into account wrongs suffered.
或者说不计算人家的恶。
Then again, it goes on to say in verse 7, bears all things.
第七节他又说凡事包容。
Means there's something to be borne, some pain, some suffering, some sorrow that's coming from the one I'm loving.
就说我们要知道我们所爱的人会带给我们伤害，带给我们失望，带给我们伤心，但是我们还是要包容。
Love doesn't stop loving just because there is sin.
也不单单因为有罪，所以我们就不去爱。
Love continues to love even in the face of sin.
即使在犯罪的时候，我们也不能停止爱。
Why? Because I have compassion. I have a tender heart toward that person.
因为我对那个人，我心里面对他有恩慈，因为我爱他。
I want to do them good.
希望他们好。
And so I'm going to seek to do that. Do you do that with your wife?
所以我们要努力这样做。 你对你的妻子是否如此？
Or do you treat her like you would one of your boys?
你还是对待她就像对待你的孩子一样。
Oh, get up. Get up.
起床。
Suck it up.
穿好衣服。
Be a man. Oh no, you're a woman.
Okay, 要像一个男人。
Hey, we need to recognize that they are that weaker vessel.
我们要认识到他们是软弱的器皿。
With their peculiar needs.
他们需要。
And so I need to be tender toward them.
所以你对他们要温柔。
You may be tempted to treat one of your daughters like a princess.
也许呢，你对你的女儿就像对待公主一样。
But you must treat your wife like a queen.
但是呢，你对待你的妻子要像女王。
And wives, you're to treat your husband like he's the king.
妻子对待你的丈夫就要像对待王。
Because Solomon says in Proverbs, you are to be a crown on his head.
因为所罗门说你是他头上的冠冕。
Nobody really looks at the crown when they're looking at the king.
那每个人看王的时候都不会注意他的冠冕。
The crown only shows his authority and position.
而那个因为呢，他的冠冕乃是表明他的地位。
But he's the king.
他才是王。
And so this is the way we need to relate to one another.
这是我们要彼此相待的方法。
Now don't treat yourself like the king.
不要把自己当成王。
Right? Your job is to treat her like the queen. She's supposed to treat you like the king.
而是呢，你要把她当成女王，她把你当成王。
This is what it means to be tender-hearted.
这就是说要存慈悲的心。
And we have all the resources we need, brethren.
我们有我们所需要的一切的资源。
We've been saved and delivered from the dominion of sin.
我们已经从罪恶当中拯救解放出来。
As our brother prayed, that selfishness would go away and selflessness would come.
就像我们弟兄所祷告的，我们的自我已经离开，但是我们自我还会回来。
Well, Christ has already started that change in us.
基督已经在我们里面开始这样的改变。
And he has given us his spirit.
他把他的灵给我们。
And the fruit of the spirit is patience.
圣灵所结的果子乃是忍耐。
We have a heavenly Father that we can look to as an example.
我们的父神是我们可以仰望的。
And a tender-hearted Savior to imitate.
是我们要效法我们那位温柔的救主。
One of the things that I think harms many of our marriages
还有一件使我们婚姻受到伤害的一件事。
Is that we are not tender-hearted toward one another.
我们彼此没有温柔的心。
Tender-hearted patience will restrain anger.
温柔的心能够控制我们的怒气。
At least four times in the book of Proverbs,
箴言当中至少有四次,
Solomon tells us to be slow to anger.
所罗门告诉我们说我们要慢慢地发怒。
Being slow to anger is a manifestation that we have great understanding.
慢慢的发怒就表明我们对对方非常的了解。
A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, stirs up fights.
容易发怒的人挑起争端。
But a man who is slow to anger is like water on a fire. He puts out the contention.
怒气慢的就好像把水浇在火上。
A man who is slow to anger, Solomon says, is better than a mighty man.
慢慢发怒的人比大能的勇士更有力量。
To control your spirit is to be stronger than a man who captures a city.
能够在灵里面控制你的怒气的人比能够夺取城市的人更有力。
And it's wisdom that enables a man to be slow to anger.
使一个人能够慢慢发怒的乃是他的智慧。
James tells us that we are to be slow to anger.
雅各告诉我们说我们要慢慢的动怒。
Because the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God.
因为人的怒不能成就神的义。
So brethren, I don't know families here. I don't know anybody. I mean, I know your names. I know the Jens from homeschooling, but I really don't know you and your marriages, right?
弟兄姐妹，我并不认识你们，不知道你们当中的这些家庭。我只认识任弟兄他们的一家。So
I'm not picking on anybody that I know.
所以我不是特指任何人。But
if you are a man who is given to anger,
如果你是一个容易发怒的人,
then you need to get it under control that you might be pleasing unto God.
你如果想要讨神的喜悦，你必须控制你的怒气。
God has given you a precious gift by giving you a wife.
神把妻子给你，就是给了你一个宝贝，给了你一个珍贵的礼物。
And for you to abuse her with your angry tongue and with your angry words,
你对她发怒，你对她发怒气。
Is to misrepresent the Lord Jesus Christ and His rule over the church.
就是错误地代表了耶稣基督在教会里面的地位。
And is to do harm to one who is a fellow heir of the grace of life.
你就是伤害了与你同受生命之恩的妻子。
Pray for patience to control your spirit.
你要向神祷告，让忍耐能够在灵里面控制你的怒气。
That you might nourish and cherish that gift that Christ has given.
你能够保养顾惜神给你的这个礼物。
And ladies, if you have an angry temper,
女士们，如果你容易发怒的话。
And you can't control your tongue,
你控制不了你舌头的话。
Or you like to manifest your anger by turning away from your husband and giving him the silent treatment.
如果呢，你借着转身离开你的丈夫来表明你的不满。
God has given you a gracious gift of a husband.
神给了你一个宝贝的礼物，就是你的丈夫。
To be your head and protector and provider.
成为你的头来供应你，来保护你。
And you are spitting in the face of God Himself to treat His gift that way.
你就是吐唾沫在神所给你的礼物上。
For the glory of Christ, in the name of Christ, brethren, stop it!
奉耶稣基督的名，我们要停止这样。
Charles Spurgeon said, if a man doesn't control his anger,
斯布顿说，如果一个人不能控制他的怒气,
and his anger controls him,
而是他的怒气控制了他,
that anger could take him to hell. This is no small matter when God gives us so much instruction for dealing with our anger.
当神给我们这么多话, 让我们对付怒气的时候,
but a tender-heartedness
但是一个温柔的心,
and a patience
和忍耐,
will also seek to deal with sin in the marriage.
让我们在婚姻当中来对付罪。
There are times when it's right to be angry.
有的时候我们需要发怒。
Paul says, be angry, but sin not.
但是讲到说我们发怒不要犯罪。
Jesus looked around at the crowds and at his disciples with anger.
耶稣基督有的时候也怒视众人和他的门徒。
When there is sin in a relationship,
当我们的关系当中有罪的时候,
if we're going to establish peace and maintain peace,
当我们建立和睦并且要维持和睦的时候,
and grow closer,
让我们越来越亲近的时候,
then being tender-hearted will lead us to forgive one another.
我们温柔的心可以使我们彼此饶恕。
It will lead us to seek forgiveness from one another.
带领我们可以彼此饶恕。
Now, I didn't just make that up. That comes out of the Bible.
这不是我自己说的, 是圣经说的。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32,
以弗所书4章32节,
we read, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, there's our word, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you.
4章32节, 并要以恩慈相待, 存怜悯的心, 彼此饶恕, 正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And chapter 5 and verse 1 tells us that we are to be imitators of God in this very thing.
5章1节说, 在这件事上我们要效法神。
Are you a quick forgiver?
你是不是快快地赦免?
Or are you somebody who, when asked for forgiveness, have to wait a long time before you'll forgive them?
还是呢, 当别人请你赦免的时候, 你要
How did God forgive you of your sins?
神是如何赦免了我们的罪?
How do you want Him to forgive you on a daily basis for your sins?
你如何希望神每天都能够饶恕你的罪?
How did He forgive David of adultery and murder and lying?
他是如何赦免了大卫的淫乱谋杀?
Nathan said, You are the man.
拿单对他说, 你就是那人。
And David cried out for forgiveness.
大卫就呼求赦免。
And the very next verse it says, Your sins are forgiven.
在下一节是马上就说你的罪被赦免了。
John says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰说, 如果我们认自己的罪, 祂是信实的公义的, 就要赦免我们一切的罪, 赦免我们一切的不义。
And he says the blood of Christ cleanses us from all our sins.
他也说基督的血就洁净我们一切的罪。
If that's the way that Christ and God forgive us,
如果神耶稣基督这样赦免我们,
then how do we forgive one another?
我们当如何彼此赦免?
If we're going to live at peace with one another,
如果我们要能够和睦的彼此和睦的相处,
then we must be eager and quick and free with our forgiveness.
我们就要快快的,要急迫的,并且无条件的赦免。
And do you see why we need this humility that Peter spoke about?
所以就看到我们为什么需要彼得这里所说的谦卑。
We need that humility to confess our sins to one another.
我们需要这样的谦卑才能够彼此认罪。
We need to have that climate of sharing so that our spouse will know if they come to us, they'll be received.
我们要有那样的氛围使我们的 配偶来到我们面前的时候, 他们知道他们会被我们所接待。
They need to know there's a tender-heartedness.
他知道这个恩慈,
that they will be forgiven.
他们会被赦免。
And it won't be held over their head. Won't be remembered.
他们就从此就被忘记了。
Because love does not keep a record of wrong.
因为爱不计算人家的过,
like God, put it behind your back.
就好像神忘记了一样,
cast it into the depths of the sea.
把你的罪投在深渊之中,
put it as far away as the east is from the west.
东离西有多远, 它使我们的罪, 使我们离罪就有多远。
That's what we need to do in our marriages.
我们在婚姻中也要这样。
Are you a quick confessor of your sin?
你是不是能够快快地认罪？
And are you quick to repent of your sin?
你是不是可以快快地从罪中悔改？
And are you quick to forgive sin?
你是不是可以快快地赦免罪？
This is part of what it means.
这就是这节经文的一部分意思。
In, to have a tender heart toward one another.
让我们彼此心存恩慈。
And this is one of the things that we need.
这是我们所需要的。
If our marriages are to grow closer.
如果我们在婚姻，在我们的婚姻要彼此更加的亲近。
Brethren, may God help us.
弟兄姐妹，愿神帮助我们。
To harmonize our hearts.
让我们的心能够同心。
And to persevere in patience.
并且在能够忍耐。
Being harmonious and sympathetic.
并且能够同心体恤。
And tender-hearted and humble toward one another.
并且彼此心存恩慈，能够彼此谦卑。
And if you have fallen short,
如果我们还够不上,
there is a Savior whose blood will cleanse you of your sins.
也有一个救主的血要洁净我们的罪。
If you have sinned against your spouse,
如果你对你的配偶犯了罪,
then go to Jesus Christ,
到耶稣基督那里去,
and find the forgiveness that you need.
在那里找到你所需要的赦免,
and then go to your spouse,
然后到你的配偶那里,
and confess your sins,
认你的罪。
Don't just tell them you're sorry. That's telling them how you feel.
不要单单对他说对不起, 要告诉他你如何感觉。
But tell them you're sorry and tell them you've sinned. Ask for forgiveness.
告诉他你抱歉,你犯了罪并且求他赦免。
And seek that forgiveness.
来寻求这样的赦免。
And give that forgiveness.
也给出这样的赦免。
Let us seek peace and pursue it.
让我们寻找追求和睦。
First with God through Jesus Christ.
首先借着耶稣基督向神。
And then with our spouses.
然后向着我们的配偶。
That we might know peace.
让我们就能够得到和睦。
In our homes.
在我们的家里。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven, we look to you to give us the grace that we need.
父神，我们仰望你给我们所需要的恩典。
Forgive us of our many sins.
赦免我们众多的罪。
By your Spirit work in us.
借着你圣灵在我们里面工作。
The grace is necessary to live harmoniously.
借着赐给我们能够和睦相处的恩典。
To be sympathetic with one another.
让我们可以彼此体恤。
Break our hard hearts and make us tender-hearted toward one another.
除去我们的硬心，让我们能够彼此以恩慈相待。
And O Father, humble us, take away our pride and give us humility.
父啊，让我们能够谦卑，除去我们的骄傲。
That we might know joy and peace and flourishing in our marriages.
使我们在婚姻当中，我们能够有喜乐，有和平，能够更加的和谐。
And for those who do not know Christ,
还不认识主的,
come to them and save them from their sins.
主啊, 赦免他们的罪,
that they might know peace with you.
让他们可以与你和好,
and their sins forgiven.
他们的罪可以得到赦免,
through Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督,
in whose name we pray.
奉他的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.